أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن منهم لفريقا يلوون ألسنتهم بالكتاب لتحسبوه من الكتاب وما هو من الكتاب ويقولون هو من عند الله وما هو من عند الله ويقولون على الله الكذب وهم يعلمون. ما كان لبشر أن يؤتيه الله الكتاب والحكم والنبوة ثم يقول للناس كونوا عبادا لي من دون الله ولكن كونوا ربانيين بما كنتم تعلمون الكتاب وبما كنتم تدرسون. ولا يأمركم أن تتخذوا الملائكة والنبيين أربابا أيأمركم بالكفر بعد إذ أنتم مسلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Inshallah we discuss from verse 78 to verse 80 of Surah Ali Imran. In the last verse, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala spoke about those who trade and they barter the covenant and their oaths for the small price of this material world, the consequences thereof in the hereafter. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala here once again speaks about the ills and the wrongs of the Bani Israel. Allah says, wa inna minhum lafariqan, and certainly from amongst them the Ahli Kitab was a group of people, yalwuna al-sinatahum bil kitab, they twisted their tongues with regards to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they would recite the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, twisting the tongue refers to distorting the verses of Allah, the word of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, most especially when it would regard the qualities of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The understanding that we have was that they were very little amongst the learned class amongst the Bani Israel, and the result was that they would monopolize, they would capitalize. The masses were illiterate and hence it was easy for them to manipulate them, and hence when they would recite the kitab, they would change, number one, the meaning of the kitab, they would add and delete the words of the kitab, and hence here the kitab would refer to both the Torah and the Injil. And in this way, they would create a delusion in the minds of people, manipulate them, and make them believe that our Rasul, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Secondly, insofar as capital penal punishment was concerned, that they used to restrict it only to the working class, to the lower class amongst the people. The upper class were absolved of all of those capital and penal punishments, and hence they used to create this class system amongst them, and once again they distorted the meaning of the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why would they distort the meaning? Why would they twist their tongues and change the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah says, لِتَحْسَبُوهُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ, so that you would perceive, you would think it to be from the book of Allah. وَمَا هُوَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ, the truth is that it is not from the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, and they would say it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, the truth is that it is not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way, وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ, that they would say upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lie. They would fabricate these type of lies in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in error, but وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, they would be fully aware of it. They would know that they are lying. In other words, with the full knowledge that this is not the word of Allah. And in this way, the people will be swayed away. And in this way, they would collect taxes from people. And in this way, the people then will be misled and misguided. وَمَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَن يُؤْتِيَهُ اللَّهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحُكْمَ وَالنُّبُوَّةَ ثُمَّ يَقُولَ لِلنَّاسِ كُونُوا عِبَادًا لِي مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. When our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited the Yahud of Medina and the Nasara of Najran towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imploring them to accept the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person by the name of Abu Rafi' from the Banu Qurayza tribe and some of the Nasara of the Najran began to make an allegation, wa na'udhu billah, against our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that do you want to be like Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, that people begin to worship you and you become a little god, a little deity in the eyes of people? And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse. There is also another narration that some of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they came and they greeted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it dawned upon them that we make salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we make salam to others besides Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a very common ground, that salam is made to him and salam is made to others besides him. Shouldn't it be that the form of greeting to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needs to be elevated and one should prostrate in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or bow down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So these people suggested that to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded that bowing and prostration is only for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So on these incidents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse, وَمَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ, it is not possible for any human, أَن يُؤْتِيَهُ اللَّهُ الْكِتَابِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the kitab, the book, وَالْحُكْمَ, and Allah ta'ala grants him wisdom, وَالنُّبُوَى, and Allah ta'ala grants him prophethood, ثُمَّ يَقُولَ لِلنَّاسِ, and then thereafter, he says to people, كُونُوا عِبَادًا لِي مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, become slaves of myself, become worshippers of me, leaving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, apart from Allah, worship me, leaving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is not possible, that is not appropriate, and it will never happen. So hence, Isa alayhi salatu wassalam himself had never said to the people that they should worship him. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say so, and never did a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ever say so. What was the message of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam? A very clear cut, explicit message. Walakin kunu rabbaniyin, but become people of Allah. The word rabbaniyin in actual fact is attributed to the quality of Allah, of a Rabb. Become people of the sustainer. In other words, become people that would worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The commentators have stated that a Rabbani, a person that becomes one of Allah, is one whom Allah ta'ala bestows with the understanding of deen. A person is learned, he has the understanding of deen, he himself practices, he imparts, and of course he guides others towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bima kuntum tu'allimuna al-kitab, by virtue of you teaching the book, wa bima kuntum tadrusun, and by virtue of you studying the book. In other words, you have full knowledge. Allah ta'ala has given you this knowledge, so you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you practice, you impart to others and you guide others. That was the simple message that the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam had come with, that we should worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In simple words, become Allah wala, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not attach yourselves to myself, do not worship me. Neither did Isa alayhi salatu wassalam say that, nor did our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam say that. So the response was very clear from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to all those that made those allegations. وَلَا يَأْمُرَكُمْ أَن تَتَّخِذُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ أَرْبَابًا. Neither did he, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nor Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, nor any Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command that one should make the malaika, the angels, or the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, little godlings, little lords, أيأمركم بالكفر بعد إذ أنتم مسلمون would a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command to kufr, to disbelief after you have accepted Islam, after you have submitted and subjugated to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a very, very clear message that we worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we invite only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never should we adopt a practice where we make people worship us in any form whatsoever, but the invitation should be given directly to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.